This is Twit.
This blew me away. We heard the rumors, and then Microsoft said, yes, it's true. We are abandoning the Edge engine. Edge is the browser that comes with Windows 10. Not because it's not good, not because it's not fast, but because the world works better when everybody develops for a single platform. We're going to start using Chromium, which makes Edge Chrome compatible, puts Chrome services on all Windows machines. Not only that, they're going to make a Chromium-based Microsoft Edge for Mac. They're going to make it for Windows. They're going to make it for Android. They're going to make it for iOS. This is a shock from a company that hated open source, said Linux was a cancer, wanted to do everything themselves. All of a sudden, they're going to be using Chromium. Now, I have mixed feelings about that because what we don't want, I think, it's not good for the world to have a single browser.
Yeah, but monocultures are always bad. They inevitably lead to problems.
But there are also advantages because when you develop a website, you don't have to think about five different ways. All the plugins will work. One of the things they're going to do is contribute to the Chromium project. They're going to be a good open source contributor. They're adding ARM-based compatibility so that the ARM Windows devices will be able to use Chrome and Chromium. Chrome will get this benefit as well. There'll still be Safari. There'll still be Firefox.
I think Microsoft should have gone with Gecko.
That's the
Firefox engine. Because I think it's better for the internet if we have, you know, at least two or three strong, rendering engines, browser engines, rather than just one that's dominant.
Yeah.
You know, even if you have these multiple companies contributing to it, I still think inevitably something is going to go wrong in that process, and you're going to end up, you know, somebody's going to find a vulnerability, and it's going to cause utter havoc.
Owen Williams, who's a web developer, wrote for Motherboard, this move will fundamentally change the web. After more than 20 years of fighting for relevance on the web, Microsoft is planning to scrap the underlying architecture of its browser in favor of Chromium. Internet Explorer's legacy is finally dead. Finally dead. But he also says there's a strategic reason for this because it makes web browsers first-class citizens, and it helps Microsoft be completely cross-platform. Basically, Chromium will be baked into Windows from now on. That means PWA, Progressive Web Apps, will be fully supported on Windows. They own GitHub. Remember, GitHub owns Electron, created Electron, which is basically a Chrome browser platform for apps. I think this is a very interesting move and really so different from the Microsoft of a few years ago.
Well, it's a very different company. You were referencing the open source is cancer comment, which of course was made at a very different time for the company. I think we're shocked by this announcement because we, once again, we're all old, and for us, Microsoft is
the
not
evil
this.
Empire. Yeah.
Yeah. But ever since Satya came along, he has completely transformed, as we all discuss in our various shows very often, he's transformed the company. And for the new Microsoft, I'm not sure this is such a surprising move. I'm not sure what benefit the new Microsoft, which is ubiquitous and wants to be the infrastructure of the internet's infrastructure, what benefit Edge really gave them owning their, because it's not like they're abandoning their browser branding and model. They're
still Edge.
They're just using the, yeah.
Yeah.
They're still
the problem was nobody used Edge. Everybody used Chrome, like 80%, and 11% used Internet Explorer, which is bizarre. And then Edge was down below that. So it's also throwing in the towel and saying, all right.
Yeah.
If you're creating a browser that's third or fourth on the list, you're going to be less compatible with the global web because people are just not going to check for compatibility. And that is ultimately a problem.
What's Firefox's market share now?
I don't know. I don't think it's very high. Let's check browser market share. Of course, I'm going to search Google for this, but...
I mean, it's
one issue is going to be that you can't watch the Apple keynotes on Windows anymore because it only worked on Edge.
Actually, they I think that's being fixed now, but we'll see.
Oh, okay.
I hope so.
Do you want to talk? You can only watch it in iMessages.
Yeah. Do you want to talk?
And you definitely can't send that to your friends on an Android phone. Can't send that link.
So here is here's the graph that's kind of telling. The blue line at the top, that's Chrome. Edge is the light blue line at the bottom here. Firefox is the orange line, a little bit above Edge. Internet Explorer is the purple line, a little bit above Firefox. But none of them have more than 15% market share. Chrome has 63.6% market share. Internet Explorer, 11. Firefox, 10.
Wow, so they have more than Firefox?
Oh, Firefox is only 10%.
But I'm saying that Internet Explorer is higher than Firefox.
That must just be desktop.
That's desktop. You want to look at mobile?
Yes, that's just
Safari. Mobile is all Safari, of course.
Safari, no. Safari, 26%. Now, this is global. 63% Chrome.
But talk about a disconnect, because on iOS devices, obviously Safari, way easier to just go with the default where links open up.
So, why not use WebKit instead of Blink? I mean, by going to Chrome, they're using the Blink, which is a fork of WebKit.
Right.
Why not use WebKit instead?
That would have given Leo a heart attack.
It would have.
Microsoft
would
using
have.
WebKit.
That would have given me a heart attack. That's one company that's never going to use Chromium or Blink is Apple and Safari, which uses WebKit. And everything on the iPhone is WebKit because Apple doesn't allow you to do anything besides WebKit. So that gives them some significant market share. Yeah, that might have been interesting if Microsoft had
done WebKit. If they'd gone WebKit, then they could have, it would have been their using their native, they could have done an Edge browser for iOS. And it would have been using its native rendering engine in that case.
But they're not in it to, to balance out the balance of power in the browser market.
Well, I think
they want to do it.
But for the health of the web and the internet, it would have been better to have two strong competitors rather than one totally dominant one.
Right.